Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Russia has denounced the repatriation of five former Ukrainian army commanders from Turkey. The Kremlin said Ukraine and Turkey had violated the terms of a prisoner swap deal. The Russians captured the men in May last year. Gordon Carrera reports.
In images released by his office, President Zelensky is seen embracing the men on the tarmac at Istanbul Airport and then sitting with them on board the jet taking him back from his visit to Turkey. The men are viewed as heroes in Ukraine for having held out for weeks in the tunnels under the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol. They were captured when it eventually fell to Russia, and they had then been transferred to Turkey in a prisoner swap, where they were supposed to have remained. The circumstances behind their release now are unclear, but the news has been met with widespread joy in Ukraine and apparent surprise and displeasure in Moscow.
The Brazilian president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has urged the leaders of developed countries to fulfil their donation pledges to tackle climate change. He was speaking after a meeting with his Colombian counterpart, Gustavo Petro. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Mr. Lula da Silva said that rich countries had a duty to contribute as they were responsible for most greenhouse gases produced over the centuries. He joined Mr. Petro in Colombia and dozens of experts and indigenous leaders, as well as the environment ministers of eight South American countries that share the Amazon rainforest. Recommendations from the meeting will be taken to an Amazon summit that Brazil will host in August. The two leaders said that their governments had managed to quickly reduce deforestation by reversing the policies of their right-wing predecessors, but they said they would need the financial support of the developed world to be able to do more.
A Texas businessman has mounted legal action in an attempt to stop the state's governor from placing large floating buoys across the Rio Grande River to block migrants trying to cross into the United States. Jesse Fuentes said the buoys would obstruct the exact location where his kayak and company offers river tours. Polling stations are due to open in a few hours' time for presidential elections in Uzbekistan. The outcome of the vote in the gas-rich former Soviet state is not in doubt. Ben Lowings reports.
Three virtual unknowns are vying to unseat Uzbek President Shavkat Mirziyoyev. First elected in 2016 and all but certain to win on Sunday, he's on course to remain in power until at least 2037. Constitutional changes to extend his term of office were backed in a referendum. Mr. Mirziyoyev embodies the authoritarian character of Uzbek politics. He himself oversaw last year's much-criticised crackdown on separatist unrest in the region of Karakalpakstan. At least 21 people were killed.
World News from the BBC. More than 140,000 protesters are estimated to have gathered in Tel Aviv for the 27th week of protests against planned judicial reforms in Israel. It comes before the first reading in Parliament on Monday of a bill to remove the right of the courts to judge the reasonableness of government decisions. Houthi rebels who control northern Yemen say they've banned all imports from Sweden in protest at the burning of a Quran there last month. A Houthi minister said Yemen was the first Islamic country to make the move and called on others to follow suit. The burning by an activist outside Stockholm's Central Mosque sparked an outcry in the Islamic world. Elton John has ended the last show of his farewell tour in the Swedish capital Stockholm with the hit Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. It marked the finale of the 76-year-old star's touring career after 50 years on the road, which has included more than 4,000 performances in over 80 countries. Here's Kate Ferrand.
The hit Benny and the Jets was the curtain opener for the last show of Sir Elton's epic Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. One with 330 dates, it all began in 2018. A final long hurrah that encapsulated the glitz of one of the world's most famous stars. Famed for his flamboyant costumes, Sir Elton didn't disappoint, with several mid-concert changes and golden confetti raining down on the audience. He said he wanted to go away for a while, but said his fans would remain in his head, heart and soul.
Megan Rapinoe has announced she's retiring from football at the end of the current Women's Soccer League season in the United States. Rapinoe, a winger for the Seattle team OL Reign, has won two Women's World Cups with the US national team and an Olympic gold medal. In the process, she's become a household name, helping to raise the profile of women's football. BBC News.